Good afternoon, Block Podcast Studios in the building. Your host, Montana, whoop, whoop.
Co-host, Vern Tyus, whoop, whoop.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. So we're going to go over the announcements for the week of this today. All right, so we have a business class getting ready to start on the 15th, May 15th, from 1:30 to 4:30. If you're trying to get your 501c3 and you want training for it, it's going to be May 15th from 1:30 to 4:30. It's a seven-week class, so you'll be coming to class once a week for 7 weeks training on how to run your business. We teach the nonprofit and for-profit business development, business structure. And then on the 18th, the real estate class will be starting again, so May 18th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So our real estate class is going to be going on from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and then our DODD has already started. We're already in the second week of the class. So if you are interested in coming to our DODD program, give me a call, 216-978-0386. We're getting ready to start another class in June. So for those dates, you have to call me for those dates in June. And then we have group home training, so residential care training. If you're interested in starting a group home, residential care, what they call it now, a veterans home, it will be starting this Saturday from 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. This Saturday here at the Blot office from 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. This is with Ms. Dora. She's the instructor if you're looking to get the residential care training. So, and then if you are not coming to her class on that day, her next class will be May 21st from 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 p.m. So every other Saturday, she's here twice a month. Don't miss our program. If you're interested, you can give me a call again, 216-978-0386, if you cannot get a hold of her. We have another class starting. If I'm missing anything.
Nah, I don't think we missed it. Oh, Miss Rucker.
Miss Rucker class. Thank you for reminding me. Miss Rucker, phase two of group home training. You're trying to get in that phase two of group home training where she goes over everything, zoning, how to get the veteran grants and things like that. Her class will be launching on May 15th as well at 10 o'clock a.m. So she'll be here in the building May 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. she'll be here. So you got to register for her class. She has limited amount of seating available. Get with me on registering for that phase two of group home or residential care training.
Now, the difference between the two, like Doris's class, what is that?
The difference between the two, Doris class is an accredited class. So you get accredited certification through the state of Ohio. You have to give your certificate to the state, letting them know that you're getting ready to open up a residential care facility. The phase two of group home training, residential care training, is Ms. Rucker, where she helps you get grant funding. She helps you with the zoning. She helps you get your project together because some people don't have real estate. So she shows you how to go out and get real estate without buying property. If you can't afford to get the property or purchase a property at that time for your residential care facility, she shows you how to go and rent or lease out a facility. And then she shows you other things more than that, how to run it, how to set it up, how to be in compliance with zoning, how to be in compliance with the fire safety hazards and things of that nature. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you have to get in place to get up and running. So she shows you how to get it up and running with resources.
So if I hear you right, she's going to sort of like what we do. We don't just teach, but we walk you through the whole methodology of doing it.
She'll walk you through the whole everything, and she even go out. If you have a place, she'll go out and look at it for you and tell you what you need to change or what you need to be in compliance with the state.
Okay, what about real estate investors? Should some of the real estate investors that's looking to rent their properties to some of these residential care facilities, should they even drop in on this class and see what's going on?
They can. It's not closed. Yeah, they can definitely drop in, see what's going on. Who needs some help? I mean, if you got a piece of property that's just been sitting, you really don't want to rent out to tenants, you might want to rent out to business owners that are getting resources or getting revenue generated. That way, you know, you have a business in your facility and then you don't have to evict, you know, a tenant. So it'd be ongoing resources coming in there. And then you guys can sit down and you can map out a plan on how you want to do that.
Right. So, yeah. Now, if Ms. Rucker, I know she was on the show a couple of weeks ago, but I think there was one more question and maybe you can answer that.
Okay.
When we talk about her getting real estate, what different ways you touched on it, but what different ways would she be helping people get real estate? Would it be the charitable gifting and leasing, or what would it be?
Well, we will do the charitable gifting part, I guess, because I still have to explain the charitable gifting to her. She knows a little bit about the charitable gifting, but different ways of getting real estate. She will show you different contracts on how to lease out a facility or a home or, you know, a small place. And then she will show you how to pretty much purchase, like directing you back to Vernon or me and showing you how to get into the real estate class so that you can set yourself up to purchase real estate.
You said Vernon or me. Your name Vernon now?
I said Vernon. I pointed that way, didn't I, y'all?
Rewind the tape.
Yeah. Rewind it. Let's look at it on the monitor.
Well, I mean, I think that would be great. Because I think that a lot of people that go through the group home training in various areas, you know, no matter what the instructor is, some of their stumbling blocks is acquiring real estate or finding the place. And you have to somewhat think like a real estate investor if you're doing this group home stuff, because, you know, you get the certificate and all of a sudden the clock is ticking. You know, how long that certificate is going to be valid?
It's valid for a year.
And now you're out looking for real estate.
Valid for a year. So you got to be moving.
So on the 15th, if you out there and if you took Doris's class or you out there and you just want to know about group home training and you don't have the real estate, this would probably be a great class for you to come to so you can get the nuts and bolts on how to do this group home training.
All right. Also, Blot is also will be doing a workshop, a free workshop. If you're trying to get your 501c3, your nonprofit corporation up and running with the EIN number, we will be doing a workshop for free.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know about it. Not acting surprised.
We doing something for free?
Oh, my goodness.
You pull the wool over my eyes, man.
All right, so we're going to be doing a workshop for free. So if you're trying to get your business up and, you know, structured right, come in and get your nonprofit with the state, trying to get your IRS certificate and trying to get your 501c3, whether it's a 1023 or a 1023 long form. We have a 3-day workshop. It's going to be on May 25th, 26th, and 27th of this month. We're going to try to do this every month. This is not a class. It's just coming in and helping you get the paperwork structured and done right, and it's for free. So that way, you know, people scamming and they're trying to charge a whole bunch of money for something, we're gonna do it for free. So there you go, y'all. Y'all wanted something for free? That's worth the free. Now, if you're interested in turning around, coming to the class or becoming a member, we would surely appreciate that. That way, we can show you how to run that newly business that you just developed. So, and okay. Get all the other benefits that Blot has to offer you for your business, like commercial lending. Commercial lending, you still got that?
Yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah, you was too soon. But that's one big announcement that we have. I think we announced it last week, which is if you come through our program and you do everything that you ought to do, what we teach in class from week 1 through week 7, you would be afforded the opportunity to apply for commercial lending by way of referral through Blot.
Yes.
Okay, and these banks, like I said before, these banks, they depend on us to deliver them a real good product so they can deliver us a very good product, which is low interest rate loans that will be amortized over 20 to 30 years.
Yes.
You want to keep them payments low. We have used this product several times already where people have been able to go in and distill their own libation. Okay, people have been able to buy commercial real estate up to $500 to $1 million. And then we had the opportunity of people taking over another business that was generating $173,000 a month with this same resource.
Wow.
So what we need to do is we need to put this out a little bit more in the public so that way we can get more people out there that's looking to create. Don't just come in here looking for a commercial lending, but come in here looking to structure your business properly, run it properly. That way we can fund it properly and you can have something that's revenue generating.
Right. So that's exciting news. Very exciting news if you guys are looking for loans and you're going to these banks in the community and they're turning you down. You might want to try to look at our programs that we have here first before you go out and get your credit ran and then they deny you anyway.
Yep.
So that way we can look at what you got going on, paperwork, make sure your business ready to go.
Yep. So what did it say about the financing on there?
The financing on here, let's see. Where is that? Right somewhere on this paper.
Yeah, that's, they're financing.
Oh, $2.3 billion. Is that?
Nah, nah. Oh, yeah, looking at that. Financing, the financing in this program right here, this is specifically for commercial real estate.
Okay.
$130 million of financing as long as the project is justified, you know.
Oh, wow.
And the reason why I like this is not hard money. This is commercial real estate, all right? Common sense, story-based underwriting. What that mean is that they're looking deep into the project. They may look at a business plan. They may be looking at what's your past history as far as how do you conduct your business, what's your mission, who are you serving, and all of that stuff.
Right.
And this is the part I love right here. 650 credit score or more. So they go as low as 650 on commercial lending. Now, we're talking about someone that wants to lend you $100,000 to $30 million as long as you got the project in mind. I've used this with some other colleagues, and they did millions of dollars. Well, I didn't use it, but I was there to tell the story, and I helped on the financial service side. But this is legit, okay? No prepayment penalties, startup, first-time investors, and foreign national financing available. Up to 5 years fixed, 25-year amortized, and they can also do 30-year fixed.
Woo!
All right.
Okay. All right, anyway. So what if they have a lower credit score? Because I'm seeing here that it says it may be considered.
Okay, may be considered. That means it's going to get a little bit rough on the stipulations.
Okay.
Maybe the interest rate might be higher. Maybe the terms might be shorter. But if you come in the block, then, you know, you learn how to negate that, okay? You come here, you use the resources at Block before you get presented to that company. Maybe you might have to go through some credit counseling, maybe credit repair, or maybe you might have to use one of the other partners inside the company, and you learn those strategies here at Block.
Okay, all right.
The other great thing about this is this. Most lending organizations, they require 30 to 20% down.
Right, that's a lot.
You know, as long as you meet the criteria, most of our lenders here, they require 15%. This is 85% LTV, if you understand what that means. Loan to value, 85%. That means they'll cover 85% of the value of that asset.
Oh, I think our phones is going off. Oh, my God, it's ringing.
All right. So if you're interested in something like that, getting structured so you can increase your buying power, you call 216, what's that number, 978?
978-0386. Call that number. Get into any programs we have here. Get into the courses we have available here. If you have your business, get that structure and develop correctly. We can sit down with me. You can sit down with Vernon pretty much. And then we can, like, guide you into what avenue you have to, you know, travel in on your business journey. So if you're serious about starting up your business the right way instead of, you know, following, you know, being a follower, pretty much. I'd be like, being a follower, then just go step out on faith and just do it on your own.
Yep. You see that number right there? Call that number.
What number?
That number right there.
That's from right
number.
Here.
Yeah. Call that number right there. You want your business structured? Call that number right there.
Call that number.
All right.
All right.
All right. So the real estate class, we got a lot of people that's been asking about this real estate class. I had a very good conversation with a wholesaler last night named Natalie. Shout out to you, Natalie.
Woo, woo.
She wants to get in. She wants to not only just learn more about wholesaling and collaborate, she wants to come in and teach, all right? So a lot of people, they come through and they say, you know what, I already know this, I already know that. You can always learn something new. I always learn something new. Montana, you always learn something new.
I'll be learning something new every day.
All right, so this was a very...
I learned something yesterday.
This girl, this young lady, amazed me with her knowledge about real estate, but still went through our videos and embraced our conversation and texted me today and said that I am eager to get with you and your team and learn more about what y'all teaching and teach what I know. Mm-hmm. And we can all get together and make some of this money with this real estate market. So for some of you that are that just finished a real estate class last week, Carlos Lewis is expecting you to come through on Wednesday, today, and the next Wednesday, because y'all going to have his residual course, which is now you get to put boots to the road and go out here and get some of this wholesale properties, off the market real estate.
Yeah, Yeah, I got a call yesterday, and someone had invested into a company that pretty much guaranteeing that they can get you real estate and kind of like guide you through it. And I had got a call saying they better walk me through it, like take my hand and walk me through my first deal, because they were charging, like, I think it was like $20,000 or $30,000. It was a high number. He said, if I'm gonna pay that money, I better get a first deal, a second deal, and a third deal. And then pretty much they're going to, you know, guide me, hold my hand all the way through the processes until I learn it for that type of money. But guess what? You can learn that here, and we don't even charge, you know, $30,000, $20,000, or even $10,000. We just charge $500 right. to learn everything, get your business going, to get it up and running, and the real estate piece. And you qualify for these loans, these beautiful structured loans that you can pretty much qualify for. Then that way you're learning your business, you're learning what to speak on, what to say, what to speak on, and everything, because you're not going to be like in the dark, like what to do next, because we're going to tell you what to do next. So you're going to do everything that we say step by step, and then if it don't work, then you can, like, you know, holler at us or beat us up, or, you know, him up.
Him me up, huh?
Yeah, right.
Throw me out there.
I'm gonna be behind you though. I'm behind.
Mm-hmm. Way back.
Get him.
You got my way back.
I got way over here. Got you.
All right. So and she's exactly right. Now, when you start talking about this commercial real estate, I want you to understand that a lot of you, y'all deal with hard money people that are here, and the interest rates are very high, and they ask for very little. So there's no documents and stuff like that. This type of commercial lending, they do their due diligence, but guess what? You're only paying half the fees. Okay, that's a big difference. So, and that's the difference between coming here, getting your stuff together, or going to somebody that's going to accept you jacked up. See, if you go to somebody jacked up, they're going to have their way with you. Okay, but if you take time to get your stuff together, then people got to give you the premium product. Okay, so this is the premium product. And even though it says commercial real estate funding, they still do fix and flips, construction loans, proper property portfolios, and cash out refinance.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything else they do?
They do a whole lot, but it's too much to be talking about.
Do they do line of credit?
No, they don't do line of credit.
Okay. I just want to ask.
We'll talk about that next week.
That line of credit next week. So if you're looking for a line of credit, tune in next week, y'all. Because it's getting good, right?
Yep. Let's talk about this nonprofit thing again, because I think it's very important.
Nonprofit. Let me put my glasses.
I'm gonna say about 70% of the people that come here, they come here to start up nonprofits, and about half of them don't even understand what the nonprofit is, or they come in with the preconceived notion that the nonprofit is all about helping the community, and they got to give up a whole bunch of money, right? When you come here, you learn and you get a broad understanding on how nonprofits leverage with the community, which means is how do you take the government's money, other type of wealth, and invest it to do what's best for the community, and at the same time pay your employees, okay, as a nonprofit, which means that you're an employee of the nonprofit. So who else gets paid?
You.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about that. Now, what are some of the issues that we are coming in with the nonprofits when people come in and they want that done?
Well, they're not understanding. They think nonprofit is an alien business. Like, it's you can't do certain things. You can't touch certain things, or you're going to go to jail. Pretty much, you got to understand that a nonprofit corporation is basically a corporation. It's a corporation like any other, like Pepsi Cola Corporation or Coca-Cola Corporation. It's a corporation that you have to run as a business. Nobody seems to own these corporations, right? They're ran by CEOs, presidents, vice presidents. Things of that nature. So the thing we're getting some issues is this DODD, understanding how these businesses work, as far as should I do a nonprofit DODD or should I do a for-profit DODD? I'm not understanding how these things work. For the people that's taking the class right now, we're going to come in and we're going to break that stuff down once and for all and explain how these businesses are supposed to be ran, so then that way you can understand going forward if I want to be a nonprofit corporation or I want to be a for-profit corporation. We're going to break that all the way down to you so you can understand. And that way you have a choice whether you want to be this one or this one. But basically, this nonprofit thing that people are not understanding is the money. They want to know about that money piece. They want to know, how do I get paid? Now, some of them come in the beginning and act like they don't want to know about that. I want to help the community. But when we take the veil off their head, oh, how do I get paid? Because I need to get paid because I want to quit my job. And how can I replace my income with this business? So we're going to break that down. We break it down in class several times. And then it just seems like it goes in one ear and out the other. Some people catch it. Some people just don't catch it. And then the pretty much, you know, people don't like to give up control or things. Like when you pass away, you can't take things with you. You can just pass it down to a loved one or a friend. So you got to understand you want to control the business in every aspect of building your business. Now, when you say I'm the owner of the business, we try to teach you, stop saying that, to get in the mind frame. Well, this is mine. I purchased this and that. So I own it. So with the business, you want to control it more than own the business. You don't care if the business go away. You can start another one. So if you look at how people run businesses now, if a business dropped down tomorrow, guess what they're doing the next day? They're going back to the Secretary of State and open a whole new business and redo what they had before. They lost this, they're going to just redo it again, and then they make more money now because they knew the mistakes they did. They don't own the business. They just control it and run it. So we have to make sure they're understanding how to run the nonprofit successfully. That's about it. Those are the things that I'm getting. What you getting?
What I'm getting is that people are a little bit, somewhat of what you're getting, but people are a little bit more strict, a little bit more tense, and they don't understand the flexibility of a nonprofit.
They don't?
Or even a business, period, a for-profit or a nonprofit. When you're getting ready to leave your job to start a business, become an entrepreneur, or just, you know, there's a difference between an entrepreneur and a business owner, but when you become the business owner, you're pretty much swapping your job. You're becoming the employee and the employer. You're giving yourself the job. So it's not like you're going to come over and all of a sudden you're a business owner and you just operating like a sole proprietor. When I left the firm, I became a financial advisor of the business I created. So I'm still being compensated for the same job. Now I have the ability to duplicate myself and be compensated for that as well. And that is what we are missing with this whole nonprofit and for-profit thing, is that how do we create the community and the environment? How are we going to make money? It's really simple, okay? It's once you get into it, but you just can't forget about where you come from. You worked at a job place, now you're creating a job place. Mm-hmm. And you have to work just like you worked for your boss, but you're the boss now. That makes sense?
Right.
And inside the nonprofit, you can actually develop, if you as a nurse working for the county jail or for a alcohol treatment center, and you want to create an alcohol treatment center that is a nonprofit, then guess what? You become a nurse of that nonprofit. Now you pay yourself a wage. Right. And that's where they're missing that. You know, it's just an exchange. That's all it is.
I think the hardest part when we explain, like, try not to get an income at least the first year because you're setting the business up. I think that they just like, no, I want to get a paycheck. We understand you want to get a paycheck. If you have resources to pay yourself a paycheck, then yes, pay yourself. But if you get the business up, usually the money goes back into the corporation just to get it duplicated back, you know, get it up and running. So you might not get a paycheck for, you know, the first year, second year. But after that, you should be okay after that.
Well, we got different situations too. Like we talked about the commercial lending piece.
Well, we just talked about the commercial lending.
But that's what we teach too. okay. We teach commercial lending. Right. We've been teaching takeover plans for a long time now, for about 3 years.
Yeah, we've been, but
if you take over an existing, where you can take over an existing nonprofit, nonprofit can take over an existing nonprofit, and it has revenue already, that means that, you know, you're taking over salaries, wages. Let's call them wages. You're taking over wages at that point.
So it's there.
Yeah, it's there. All these things are, they exist. They're affordable, okay? We just got to shift people's mindsets. You know, we get people talking about, and I'm going to just throw it out there, and I might get a whole bunch of thumbs downs, but we get a lot of people that adhere to the Susie Orman and the Dave Ramsey thing, and they got them scared to death about debt. Scared to death. They want to start a business, but they still listening to Susie Orman about debt. Get rid of debt. And the reason why I don't like that type of delivery is because people are not taking out enough time to explain that Susie Orman is talking about personal bad debt. She's not talking to entrepreneurs or business owners.
Right.
So, and most people in most of these businesses, they run off of debt. You know, right. and that's one of the quickest way to get your business started. When these big businesses buy other businesses, what are they using to buy these businesses? Cash?
No, debt.
They use debt.
They use debt.
They get them from SBA. They get it for the government. They get grants and all of that stuff. So, I mean, there is a way. There is a way for you to get the income, create yourself a salary, but you all have to, our community and people that are just getting into the business environment or the entrepreneur environment has to embrace all the moving components of owning a business, which is lending, gathering assets, having proper structure, and grant funding.
Yeah, definitely. They just focus on one specific door of a business instead of adventuring out on all the doors, front door, back door, side door, basement door, attic, windows.
Now, check this out. Now, we get ready to come to a close, but we're going to recap real quick. May 15th, we start the entrepreneur class where we start talking about nonprofits and for-profits. On the 18th, we start that real estate class again where we start talking about financial planning with real estate and how to buy and hold, flip, wholesale, and get some charitable contributions with real estate. And then we got the DODD class coming up again. It's going to start up in a month and a half, right?
Right.
All right.
A month and a half.
And then we got the group home training, which is this Saturday.
This Saturday at 11 o'clock, from 11 o'clock to 5. Give us a call, 216-978-0386. You have to register for the class. We only hold 20 seats, so everybody comes in and be packed in there. So if you can't get in this one, you can come on the 21st. Also, last but not least, we have the free business workshop where you can develop your nonprofit for free, your nonprofit for profit business development, business structuring. If you're trying to get your nonprofit up and running, you're trying to get the paperwork done, come on the 25th to the 27th at 6 o'clock p.m. We're located at 503 East 200 Street. We're in Euclid, Ohio. We're in Suite 103. Again, that is a free workshop, the 25th to the 27th. So all your friends that say, hey, they want to get their business up and running, we're doing it free for 3 days. Free, free, free.
All right. Now, and if you want to get structured the proper way so you can take advantage of grants and commercial lending, when you come to that workshop, inquire about the class or sign up. You call that number at the bottom, 978.
This number.
You see that 978 number? You call that number at the bottom, okay? Because we'll get you together so you can take advantage of some of this commercial lending and grant programs, okay?
All right. And also last, but we're going to be updating our website. You can go on our website, blott.org, blott.org. Because we're going to be posting different events, different seminars, getting ready to come this summer, this fall. We're getting ready to go on the road, pretty much. So we just look for us in your city or town or whatever. So we're getting that together now. We're going to put up the dates for the websites, okay?
All right. So we got the BBLOTT, Building Business Leaders of Tomorrow Today. We'll be seeing you next week on Wednesday, 12 o'clock. Stay tuned. Always be looking forward to seeing you.
Your host, Montana, woo woo!
And your co-host, Vern Tyus. Woo woo.
See you next Wednesday. Make up. He makes.